It's been going good. We got off to a sluggish start today, and we picked it up. We got to come out there, work on coming out and starting faster. We work hard in practice, and it's been translating over to the game. So we didn't start off as fast as we would like today, but we got it picked up, and know that was good. The guy's amazing. I mean, he goes out, he works hard in practice, and comes out here and works hard in the game, and does great. Does a great job for us. Yeah, I turned out, and everybody had. I mean, he ran an in route, and the guys went with him, and allowed me to break wide open.
Is that just how he can affect the play when he's not catching the ball?
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean, does a lot for us out there, whether he's catching it or clearing it out for other people.
Well, thank you,
Jabbar Gaffney. Travis Green.
For the first week, you only let in 7 instead of 14.
Yeah, played pretty good defense out there. Still have a lot of things that we got to fix. I mean, the way we started off pretty slow. I mean, it picked up, and some guys made some good plays out there.
I can't believe that you guys are thinking if you guys could have written the script for the first 3 games of the season, the script may not have been as good as what the reality has been.
I mean, so far, I mean, the first 3 games have been pretty good. I mean, as far as for defense, as far as 14-14-7. And we still have a lot of work to do. I mean, we play a big team next week, Cincinnati. We know they're going to throw the ball, and they're going to be ready. I mean, we play as a team, man. I mean, as far as the offense, what they do, I mean, we can sit there and say, you know, not, you know, as far as what we have, I mean, we have a pretty good offense, but, you know, on defense, I mean, we still got to play defense. We still got to stop the run. We still got to put pressure on the quarterback.
Travis, what changed after they drove down and scored? Your defense played differently?
Oh, nothing, man. I mean, we didn't do anything different. We just played harder, a lot better, as far as our responsibilities.
Jarvis Green.
But they were having some success on us. They were able to run the ball in, which is something we never want to do. But you know, we had to buckle down after that, and we had some success.
Teddy, if you'd written a script for the first 3 games, would the script have been as good what the reality is?
I don't worry about scripts. I just worry about results, you know. And to get another victory out here against a team that's been able to come in here and have some success against us when they played in this stadium, you know, it was satisfying.
Field position, obviously, you guys are big about that. Welker really helped. The punt return game in total really helped the field position.
Yeah, that was a conscious effort this week by our special teams guys to really get the return game going. You know, something that they've been working on all year. I mean, extra even, so to see all their hard work pay off and have some good returns and guys on blocks and no penalties out there, it was nice to see.
When you guys work preparing for team, and obviously you work a lot on Lossman, when he goes out early, is it a little bit of an adjustment getting used to someone else on the fly?
I think a couple of us went and got a quick scouting report on the guy that was coming in, and, you know, Coach Pease, of course, got us up to speed, and you know, realized that you know, he did have some similar abilities as Lossman, but still, just we weren't going to change much, and still try to keep him in the pocket and get some pressure on him.
I know you defense has stuff to do, so you can't always be watching offense. But when you see Randy put the ball in the air like that, that's what came as advertised to do. What is it like?
It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. I mean, we're watching it also. We're just not out there on the sideline, not paying attention. So when we see that on the Jumbotron and we just look to each other and sort of shake our head, because he's shown a few of those this year. And then you look at the replay again, and I think it was a one-handed catch. So to see that, it gets you fired up as a defense, that you know that you have an offense out there that can make plays like that.
Teddy Bruschi.
I mean, I don't know. I can't answer that for you. It's just kind of, you know, it just kind of happened, you know. He was there, and you know, I felt like it was a safe play. I'm not normally, you know, one, you know, more on the conservative side, but, you know, sometimes you want to make a play, and you know, fortunately it worked out this time, but I got, you know, make sure I'm more careful, you know, with that. So.
Did you ever see a start to a season like this for a team playing so well so early?
You know, that's hard to answer. You know, I mean, we still got a long season to go, and it's not really how you start, it's how you finish. So we got to, you know, we got to keep on going out there and playing well.
Coach said that you guys put in a little extra work on the special teams this week. Is that something you guys felt you weren't doing as well as you should out there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our punt return, we kind of got challenged this week, and, you know, we wanted to make sure we stepped up to that challenge and play well this week. And, you know, Buffalo has a great special teams unit, and we wanted to make sure that, you know, we really came in and you know, put up a good fight against them.
When you're playing against a team like that, which has a good special teams unit, does it, you know, a personal challenge for you as well, or?
Absolutely. You know, you want to play your best against the best, and you know, make sure that, you know, you're giving them that challenge. And you know, I think we still have a long ways to go, but it was a good step forward.
On the return on the long one, the long punt, it was 29 yards. You cut that right to the sideline.
It was more. I mean, I think I caught it around the numbers on the left side. And then I just kind of stayed up the numbers, and then I saw my blocks kind of get had good position towards the sideline, and I kind of broke out to there.
Right. The return after that, the 26-yard.
Right. It was just right when I caught the ball, I looked up, and there was kind of a hole there, and so I just I just took it upfield, and you know, anytime you see a hole like that, you just got to react and go.
Oh, it's Hobbs.
We're doing a great job of improving every week, understanding that this is a fast-paced league, and knowing that we just can't roll it out there and think that guys are just going to respect us because we're the Patriots, you know. I think we're finishing fast and we're ending fast. But within that, we're leaving plays out there on the field, like Tom said earlier in the week. And our biggest thing is continue to improve down the line.
How quickly do you think you guys were able to adjust from Lossman to Edwards?
I think we were doing pretty well. We understood that, you know, we didn't really know much about him, but we understood that he was a young quarterback and that he has those kind of capabilities as far as Lossman goes, is that he wants to get out the pocket. What we want to do is keep his feet moving, though, keep him off balance and don't allow him to make the good, crisp throws.
What was it like for you to have that clear path to the quarterback early on?
It was good, man. We disguised it the right way. Initially, the play was off, but then when it came back on with the motion, you know, you just kind of get that feeling where, all the dominoes set, man, just go knock them down. And my biggest thing was make sure you get the sack first, and then if the ball comes out, it's a bonus.
Talk about that one long pass play that you broke up, I think, in the third or fourth quarter.
Yeah. We knew they hadn't taken a shot all game. We figured that they were going to try to get Lee Evans involved more, actually, than they really did. We knew it was coming. Obviously, he did an out-and-up route, and, like, I was just waiting for one all day. You know, I should have went up there and tried to make the pick, but was stumbling, made sure I knocked the ball down. Play's over with. Let's move on.
Is it becoming increasingly difficult to find something to work on? I mean, is it still having trouble finding things to...
Oh, no. By no means. We had to run laps on Thursday. I think he's doing a great job of keeping his foot in our throat, you know, understanding that we haven't done anything. This is a very early season. It's only week three, man. We got plenty of football to play, a lot of close games that we're going to be in. We just have to make sure that we continue to stay focused and go out there and execute the game plan.
What's it been like watching the offense, specifically with Moss and that touchdown while you guys are on the sidelines?
Yeah, it's been wonderful, man. You know, watching those guys, feed off one another, specifically themselves, and then feeding off us on defense where, you know, we go out there and make a stop, they respond with touchdowns. We give them a turnover, they respond with points on the board. Special teams go out there, give good field position, both for defense and offense, and we go out there responding positively. I think it's right now it's a great check and balance system where everybody's out there contributing, making plays.
Oh, it's Hobbs.
Previous 2 weeks, and they tried to defend what we did there by doing some misdirection things and doing some things in favor of the running back Lynch, which is a good running back and very explosive and precise and with his cuts and things like that. So they just tried to use what he do in the scheme to their advantage, and you know, that's all I'm trying to say. Not that we weren't prepared. I mean, we make adjustments every week. You know, we made it on the sideline, and we made it at halftime. We're definitely prepared for what we've seen previous to this game.
Ty, you mentioned you guys are always prepared. Are you even surprised at some of the scores of these games? I mean, blowouts don't happen this often in the NFL. They're not supposed to.
I think, you know, just like I said, we made some adjustments. And, you know, the offense, they had a great game. Special teams did well. You know, Mel Mitchell and all those guys, you know, they did well on special teams and stopping them and giving us good field position to work with and able to, you know, stop them on a shorter field. So, I mean, I think, you know, other than that long drive, I think every part of the game complemented each other.
Does it help
them to run? That's one thing. You know, they had a couple things when they squirted through, and they did some misdirection stuff, and we just gathered ourselves and had to stop there. But everything pretty much starts up front, you know. So when things not going well up front, then, you know, it's kind of a trickle-down effect. So, you know, we definitely take pride in that. And but, you know, by any means, we're not where we want to be. You know, let me say that. And we're just going to continue to do what we got to do to get to where we want to be. And we got a tough opponent coming up next in Cincinnati Monday night. So we got to prepare for those guys and what they got to bring to the table.